During its annual convention in Indianapolis, the Indiana State Medical Association officially voiced its opposition to physician-assisted death. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, the practice is legal in six states, but in Indiana, it's a Class B felony.
Physician-assisted suicide, also known as assisted death, refers to when a terminally ill patient chooses to end his or her own life with the help of a doctor. Patients administer drugs to themselves, differentiating the practice from euthanasia, which puts the death explicitly in the hands of a doctor. The ISMA, which represents approximately 8,000 physicians, has voted to officially oppose any attempt to make assisted suicide legal in Indiana. ISMA didn't respond to interview requests, but at its annual meeting, members argued allowing the practice could potentially create a medical culture in which the elderly and disabled were encouraged to end their lives, as well as make it easier for caretakers to mistreat or even kill their patients. But Gary Wiggins, a member of Compassion and Choices, a nonprofit advocating for end-of-life rights, says the decision should be one a patient makes.
I feel like it's a very slanted thing to leave it in the hands of the doctors exclusively.
The American Medical Association is currently weighing its position on the matter. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.